If you have your Bible this morning, turn with us to Daniel chapter number 7. Daniel chapter number 7, verse number 15. And the Bible says, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known unto me the interpretation of things. These great beasts which are four kings which shall rise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Amen. Y'all say right here, stop just a second, say these things was going in a bad direction. But Jesus right here, the Lord right here, God right here, praise God, they're all one. The Holy Spirit right here stops us and said, praise God, the saints of God are going to win in the end. The saints of God are going to come out victorious, youngins. No matter what happens in this world, we just need to keep our eyes upon the Lord in faith, believing Him, and everything will be okay. Praise His name. He says, then I would know the truth of the four beasts, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake great, very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancients of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the four beasts shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten kings out of the ten kingdoms are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and he shall give into, and they shall give into his hand until the times of times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints and of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all kingdoms shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cognitions much troubled me, and my countenance changing me, but I kept the matter in my heart. But Charles, I won't preach this morning for a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. God said it, it must be true. Amen. God said it, it must be true. As we look at this, we see things taking place here. Now, we know in history that they've been world powers, they've been governments that rose up and governments went down. They've been world empires that we see. The Bible tells us about in the book of Daniel that they was a world empire of Nebuchadnezzar, or the Babylonian Empire. We know that they was a world empire of the Medo-Persians that come up after him. We know that they was a world empire of the Greeks after that, that was led by Alexander the Great. And we know that they was a world empire called Rome that rose up in that after that, that was in power and authority at the time of the Lord Jesus Christ when he walked on earth. But praise God, I want to say, praise the Lord, when we get to looking at this and we see Daniel's begin to break this down for us and he begins to speak to us and tell us, praise God, about the chain of events that's taking place. That's even taking place in the world as we know it today. As we look, I said, in your newspaper and you look and read in your Bible, you can see this thing speeding up. It's expediting itself in a big way to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that it's the second coming. Let me tell you what's happening in Israel today. The Jew is looking for Messiah. They're saying, right, Messiah's a marching, and it's not going to be long that he steps out on the scene and he's coming back. But we know before that takes place that the church is going out. Amen. Going out of here, praise God, to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, if you look in your Bible in Matthew chapter 24, they was asking, you said, preacher, I've got some questions. Let me tell you who's got the answers. Jesus has the answers. He said, how do you know? Because every time anybody had a question, they asked him and he told them the truth. I'm glad I have a Savior today through the Holy Spirit of God who will tell us the truth. Amen. He don't lie to us. He don't tell you just little white lies. Amen. Like there is such a thing. But the Lord tells us the truth. Now we see in Matthew chapter 24, the disciples asked the Lord this in verse number 3. And they said, as he said upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world. Amen. That's what they asked him. They said, what's a sign? What can we expect? When will it happen? Amen. And Jesus answered, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now I want to say this, we need to be careful that we're not deceived. You say, preacher, ain't nobody going to tell me wrong. Praise God. Yeah, listen, but we better be careful that we don't deceive ourselves. See, we still live in this old flesh, and if we ain't careful, the flesh will get to taking us in a direction that's away from God and godliness. It'll get us away from that blessed hope that we have. It'll get us away from the Word of God, the truth of God that'll satisfy and help our souls, praise God, in the Lord. Amen? He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See, ye be not troubled, for all these things. What'd he say? All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. That means different than before. Amen. There's a tremendous tornado went through the Midwest this morning, early last night and this morning. Devastating tornado. And we see more and more of this. It's just happening all around us. We're seeing pestilence. We're seeing diseases. We're seeing famines. They said yesterday that because of the controversy that's going on in Ukraine, I didn't know this, but a third of our corn comes from Russia and Ukraine. They said, why would Russia want to take Ukraine? Ukraine has some of the most fertile fields in the world. They grow a whole lot of our grain. Amen. They grow a whole lot of those things that we use for sustenance that keeps us alive. Amen. But he said, these things will come. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, I want you to realize that Matthew is speaking to the Jew. Amen. But he's also speaking to me and you. He said, and then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Have you ever noticed how everybody, it seems like the whole world's against Israel? That little bitty nation of Israel. It's just a little bit wide and a little bit long, praise God. One of our smallest states is bigger than them. But everybody's jealous of Israel. Why? Because there's power there that nobody can possess. And it's called God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. They say nobody can possess. I won't say me and you can have it in Jesus Christ. We can have that power, praise God, no matter where we are. No matter what we're going through. We have the power. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. That's why we need to stay with the Lord. That's why we need to be rooted and grounded in His Word of God, listening for what He's got to say. See, I don't care a whole lot about what men have to say, but boy, I care about what God has to say. He speaks to our heart, praise God, and what He speaks to us is truth. Amen? And said, and many false prophets shall rise, shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, that's lawlessness, that's sinfulness, and the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. So we see this thing playing out here. We see it right before our eyes. And it's just almost like watching a movie at the movie theater. And you said, you know what? A word of God, I heard it. It's kind of like deja vu. We've seen this before. Amen? And then we get to thinking about it. I said, wait a minute. I haven't seen that movie. He said, yeah, we read it in a volume of a book. Jesus said, in the volume of books that's written of me, praise God. He said, in other words, I pinned her down so you can know. Praise His holy name. There's time coming when we're going to go out of here, young, and we need to be ready. Praise God. A time of trouble like this world has never seen. It seems like the stage is already set. The love of many, the Bible says, has waxed cold. People are cold-hearted.
Amen.
There's no love no more. And then people shoot you because you pulled out in front of them. It's craziness. Just get out of the car because they don't like your looks. Walk over and shoot you in the head. Just wickedness, wickedness. That's because the love of many is waxed cold. They're indifferent. They don't care. Amen. But I want to say there's one that cares for us today, and his name's Jesus. He's looking down upon us, and he sees us, and he loves us, praise God, with a godly love. Amen. And God the Lord said, this thing's got to be put in check. This thing's got to be, he said, I've got to begin to get control of this thing and move this thing in direction that'll bring glory and honor to my name. So he says he'll begin dealing with us. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 26 that God Almighty began to work, and he'll do a work in his children. Praise God. In Isaiah chapter 26 and verse number 20, he says, come my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be over past. Amen. He said, listen, my time of my trouble, time of my indignation, time of my wrath. God said, you know what God said? God said, listen, I've had about enough of this. I'm about fed up with it. I've tried to tell you. I've tried to talk to you. I've tried to love on you. I've tried to draw you into myself. And you keep stiff-arming me. You keep pushing me away. I wonder how much we're going to have to go through till God gets our attention, until he gets us to a place and we realize we can't, but he can. We realize we don't have no power, but praise God, he has all power in heaven and earth, praise God. And we begin to realize that. I mean, I'm just wondering what it's going to take for God to help us to realize that we can't do this by ourselves. We keep going and going and going and going in the wrong direction. Amen. I'm starting to see people, it's like a light's coming on. Those that live in darkness, all of a sudden it's like a marvelous light just lights up. Their eyes light up. And I say, well, wait a minute. Glory, hallelujah, I don't have to do this no more. Amen. There's a better way. The Bible says that we'll live after our own righteousness if we ain't careful. We'll go and wait. We think's right, but praise God. I won't say what we think right. What God says is right is different. But there's a God that's righteousness, and all he's dealing with if we'll just listen to him. And he says he's going to gather them together. He said his indignation, he said, I'm going to pour my wrath out. Listen to that, young way. Hey, God's about fed up with this mess. God's about fed up with the innocent slaughter. He's about fed up with the hatefulness and the hatred that's in this world.
Amen.
But Bill, it ain't just in America. Hello? It's all over the world. Just hatefulness and bitterness. Hating people for no reason. But God says there'd be a day of Jehovah when God Almighty would bring, and he's talking to the, now remember the church, I hear the Jews is here, and God said, hey, listen, I'm going to call you together, and praise God, my indignation is going to be poured out, and you're going to have to go through a time of trouble, praise God, like this world has never seen. Verse 21, he says it in Isaiah 26, he said, behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. What is iniquity? That's sin. Absorb that just a second. It's sin. Amen. We live in a world today, people say, preacher, I ain't no sinner. I go out and visit, knock on doors, buy people church. I can't find nobody that's a sinner. You talk to them and they say, well, preacher, I guess I'm all right. Living an ungodly life, going the wrong direction, not even thinking about God, not 1 minute of any day. But they think God said, hey, listen, said, I'm going to deal with the earth. I'm going to deal with their sinfulness. You know what sin is? The biggest sin we have is rejecting God.
Amen.
Rejecting his darling, loving son, praise God, and looked down upon us, looked down upon you, saw you in your sin, but come to save you anyway.
Amen.
Whosoever will. God chose before the foundation of the world, praise God, Brother Junior, to save those that were lost. Who are the lost this morning? Me and you. Those, praise God, that was born in this world, born under sin, praise God, the curse of sin. And we need to come to the Lord, praise God, and ask him to forgive us our sin. Come into our heart and make him the Lord of our life. But he said, behold, Lord, come out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. God said, listen, said it's God's had enough. He said he's coming to upon the earth to those that dwell upon the earth. The same thing he said in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. He said, I'm coming to deal with those that dwell upon the earth. Because I'm coming to deal with. He's talking about that Gentile world, praise God, that we have, that we live in now. Amen. The world that me and you abide in, this present place where we have our being. God says, I'm going to come and I'm going to deal with it, praise the Lord. Amen. He also says that in Isaiah chapter 34. Isaiah chapter 34, he said, come near, you nations, to hear and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear and all that is therein. The world and all things that come forth of it. Now watch this. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Amen. He said, God said, I've had enough of this mess. God said, hey, listen, we think we got a mighty army. I'm going to say there's nothing compared to the army of God. The army of God's the most powerful army that's ever been. Praise the Lord. It keeps marching on and nothing can slow it down. Amen. Praise God. You say, listen, preacher, I believe that's wrong. It seems like God's people are stopped. Yeah, we may be stopped, but God will march on. God will keep marching and he'll keep marching. Praise God. He'll keep leading. And he'll keep guided. And he'll bring his army through. Praise God, they'll come out. Praise God, in victory in the end. Amen. I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. How about you? Verse number 3, Isaiah 34, said, their slain officers shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood, and all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from a fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, I shall cut down upon Edom and upon the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. Made fat with fatness and with blood of lambs and the goats, with the kidneys, fat of the kidneys of the rams and of the Lord hath the sacrifice of Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. And the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness, for it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. Amen. Listen to what he says. He said, God said, hey, listen, when I've had enough, he said, I'm going to come down. I pray God, the power of God Almighty is coming down. I pray God to manifest himself. And you say, preacher, why would he do that? Because he wants everybody, you and me and our families, to realize and recognize that there's one God, and that he is one, and that he has all power in heaven and earth, and that he is that perfect one to do business even right now. Amen. Praise God. He's going to come down upon the world powers, the powers that be. See, they're gathering together now. This thing's falling into place. The EU, the European Union, it's gathering up these different nations, and they're coming together. They make it leagues with one another. But God Almighty said one day in a little while in the book of Daniel, he said, I'm going to gather them together. He said, there'll be some nations come out. He said, but they're going to be nations that reject the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to receive the beast. They're going to receive the mark, and they're going to be damned for hell forever. And God Almighty is going to come down in his wrath, praise God, and he's going to destroy that wicked bunch. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I think I'll just get on Jesus' side and stay there. Amen. Praise God. It's a winning side. We sing that song, Victory in Jesus, praise God. It's the only way. It's the only place. Amen. You say, preacher, what about Jesus? God said it. It's got to be true. Amen. He said this would happen, praise God. But the Bible says that they rejected him, their Lord Jesus Christ. The Gentiles reject him. Did you know that right now Rome is drawing the Muslims to themselves? Rome is the Pope is courting the Muslims. Amen. He's courting all these Muslims all over the world. He's pulling them unto himself. He's trying to accumulate a great army, a great following. Amen. To that revived Roman Empire. Amen. You say, preacher, that's a thing of the past. You know the Roman Empire was not defeated because of sinfulness, because it just kind of fizzled out and went away. But now, in the day that we live, they're trying to rebuild that Roman Empire. Amen. They're trying to reestablish it, and they will. And the Bible says in Daniel that there'll be 10 kings that'll rise up out of that, and there'll be another king, and he'll come out of there, that other horn, praise God. And he said that at three, that they'll come together, and they'll make a pact with him, a covenant with the Antichrist, praise God. But it said that three of those nations will rise up, and they'll say, we'll have nothing to do with you. We'll not have nothing to do with this that's going on. And the Antichrist will kill off those three kings, those three nations, and he'll get three more to take their place, and he'll establish a kingdom. Praise God. The Roman kingdom will be raised up, and they'll be expanded out, Brother Bill. Praise God. And they'll think they're all that. They'll make up a covenant with Israel for a little while, and in the middle of 7 years, they'll break that covenant, and then that man that he'll rise up, and he'll proclaim himself to be God. Amen. Say, preacher, what about that? How do you know? Because God said that. He said that would happen. Can you see how this thing's starting to play out? So what does that mean for me and you? It means we need to be getting ready to go home. Amen. See, the covenant with Israel, praise God, listen, it can't be established till the church is gone. Amen. The church is raptured out. It's taken to heaven. And then the Antichrist comes on the scene. He sets up a covenant with the nation of Israel, praise God, for 7 years. And he offers up a peace, which is a false peace, while a little nation of Israel has a little bit of peace, and they're living in safety for a while because of this mighty kingdom that's taking care of them. All around the world is persecution and defilement. Amen. And then that, this all, and I believe myself, from reading and studying the Word, that the battle of Gog and Magog, that Gog will start this thing. And Gog, the Bible tells us that the chief prince of Gog Magog, in other words, Russia. What's going on in Ukraine? It's something with Vladimir Putin. He's the leader of Russia. Amen. And he said, hey, listen, and we see him stepping up and he's moving in. That's just the start. He's already said, he said last week, I believe Monday or Tuesday, he said, listen, the Golan Heights over there, it overlooks the nation of Israel. The safest point that they've got to maintain for safety reasons. He said, that doesn't belong to Israel. He basically said it needs to be taken and redistributed. Let me tell you something, you get the Golan Heights, you redistribute, you put it in the hands of the enemy, and Israel doesn't have a chance. But that's where you can see how this thing is playing out. Daniel said, we're at church today, right where we're at, praise God. God said it, praise God, so it's got to be true. Amen. We're knocking on the doors of something big. Amen. We see God, and we see the nation of Israel as it begins to cry out. It begins to cry mightily unto the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 64, Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 1, the Bible says this, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth, and the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy, now watch this, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Israel prays and they say, oh God, we need you to come down. You need to have your power. Hey, listen, they had been denying and rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. They hung him on a cross of Calvary. They said, this man will not be ruler over us. They said, crucify him, crucify him. And they hung him on a cross. And Jesus, glory, hallelujah. He went peacefully to that cross. Praise God, he hung between heaven and earth. And he shed his blood. I pray even for those God denying, God rejecting sinners. Amen. But God Almighty made an opportunity. Praise God. And he began to pray and they began to seek God's face. Isaiah 64, verse 5, he said, Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wroth. For we have sinned in those is continuance, and we have, and when we shall be saved. But we are all as unclean thing. Now let's watch this. And all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Amen. He says, listen, God, he said, they cry out to God, amen, with their cries of piercing into the portals of glory. And they cry out to God and praise God. And they said, listen, Lord, we're sorry. Our iniquities, our sins, praise God, they're ever before us. We can see them. And God, we ask you to please forgive us. Amen. Praise God. Forgive us and help us, Lord. And the Bible says in verse number 8, watch this. He said, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand. But be not wroth very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. They cry to heaven. Amen. The portals of glory is open. And God begins to pray. God move upon them. And they pray and they ask God to forgive them of their sin. They realize who they are. And they realize who He is. When we realize this morning that we are the clay. And He is the potter. And He'll make us according to His purpose. And according to His plan. If we'll just let Him today.
Amen.
Amen. God said He would. Amen. If he said he would, it must be so, right? So we see God a moving. Amen. And we see how this thing's playing out. Amen. The future Roman Empire, it builds up. These 2 10 kings come in. The Antichrist rises up. They expand their borders. The Antichrist comes in, praise God, as we see in Daniel, as they consolidate their leadership. Amen. And extend the borders. Three of the kings is killed. Some more take their place. And then they see the power of God. These three kings are killed according to Daniel 7, 8, and 24. And they take these kings, praise God, and they slay them. And then they put people in their place, and they rise up, and when the people of this world rise up and they say, we are going to be in control. We are going to be our own God. How many people do you know today think their own little God? Amen. People think they're their own little God. You know, I am, praise God. And they tell you that. If you go to a psychologist today, and I wouldn't go to one talk because they're crippled too high for crutches. Amen. And they tell you, yo, yeah, you know what the problem is. You just need to look in that inward person that you are. And you need to grow that inward person. Yeah, that inward person that you are, praise God. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, it's full of the devil. Amen. I've told you before, when Jesus was here, they didn't have no psychologist. Because Jesus said it wasn't a psychological thing, praise God. He said it was a heart issue. He didn't find too many insane, but he found a whole lot of them at full of the devil. Amen. He was continually casting out demons. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll open ourselves up, even in this day and hour we live, and the darkness is coming, praise God, and we'll start, as Jesus said in Matthew, we'll start chasing after things, praise God, to pacify our minds, praise God, and we'll get ourselves in trouble because we get ourselves out there away from the Lord. Amen. Praise God, but we need the Lord. But we see in the teaching here that Daniel gives us, we see the Roman Empire. And we see it extended till it takes over the circumference of the entire world. Amen. I know sometimes we look at it and we say, well, you know, this is that, the United States, we're not part into it, we're not ready. They don't find it nowhere in the Bible. But I don't see this thing stopping at a border. I found out something the other day I didn't know. That our Alaskan border, our upper Alaskan border, is just 60 or 70 miles from Russia. I always thought it was a whole lot farther than that. But if they get down on their border and they shoot at our border, they put in, I mean, I could about shoot that with a .30-06.
Right.
Amen. Launch one in on us. We think we're safe. Why are you saying, Pastor? We think we're safe because we're in America. Because we've got a mighty army. I'm going to say there's an army that's mightier than ours, praise God. And there's a God of heaven that's about tired of the foolishness of this world. There's coming a time when, listen to me, the Antichrist will rule the world. Amen. The whole world will be ruled by that man of sin.
Amen.
And he said that when the church is taken out of here, harpazo snatched, taken by force, raptured. He said, Preacher, I don't believe in the rapture. Amen. Well, you'll find out one day. Amen. We're going to go be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, then when the church is gone, so he that letteth will let, it's taken out of the way when the Holy Spirit's moved out. He said, Preacher, how's that going to happen? The Holy Spirit, listen, He lives in our hearts. Amen. You remember how the Holy Spirit moved on people before the Lord Jesus Christ went on the cross? He would move upon people like He did Saul, and then He would be withdrawn. Amen. And He would move upon them, He would be withdrawn. But Jesus said, hey, listen. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter, a consoler. And He's going to come and He's going to abide in you. They never had that promise in the Old Testament. Amen. But praise God, they said they had it in the New Testament. That the Holy Ghost would abide in you. And He said, when the Holy Spirit's gone out, when people, God's people, leave out of here. Amen. He said, this world is going to literally be turned into hell on earth. Amen. Literally be hell on earth. Can you imagine living through that? Read the Bible, book of Revelation, when it starts on them, all those things that's going to go through, the vials and the judgments that they're going to have to endure. So they'll be begging the rocks and the hills to fall on them to kill them, and they won't die. Be tormented day and night. Amen. And no way to escape. But He said, right now we're offered a way of escape. He said, Preacher, I just don't see all this happen. You can see all it happen. When the battle of Gog and Magog, when all these armies is all of a sudden just destroyed. Amen. It makes a great big vacuum. And who's going to come in and fill that vacuum? The Antichrist. He's going to come in and fill that big void. And He's going to say, hey, yet listen, people. If you'll just let me, I got this. I got it. You say, Preacher, that never happened. People ain't that naive. Really? Have you said how they're falling all over each other over that little old president of Ukraine? And I'll just be honest. I wish them the best. But that Ukrainian government was one of the most vile they was. Most dishonest governments. Amen. They worked with some of our political leaders. What does that tell you? Amen. Can't be good. They have to be corrupt. But God said, I'm going to take that and I'm going to use it. He said, there's coming a day. But Daniel says, he said, let me tell you the end of the matter. Amen. I like that in that last verse. Verse 24 or 28. He said, let me tell you the end of the matter. He said, God Almighty is going to get victory in the end. And you know what we got to do, church, right now? He said, God said it. It's got to be true. But the thing that we have to decide today, whose side are we on? We can be on the winning side, God's side, or we can be on the losing side. Amen. It's time to pick a side. But let me tell you what's happening today. Jesus Christ, our Lord, He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. And He's just saying today, He's begging today. He said, pick me, choose me, and I'll help you, and I'll love you, and I'll walk with you, I'll lead you, I'll guide you, I'll show you the way. You know what God's actually saying, the Lord's saying in that? He's saying, the Bible says He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by Him. And Jesus said, if you'll let me, I'll help you to follow me, and we will get through this together for God's glory. It's that one day, you and I like this, Josh. He said, you and I will be presented unto Him without blemish or spot or anything else.
Amen.
I think about Brother Billy as he crossed out of here, things he was a seeing, things he told his young and said, glory, hallelujah. Amen. And when he got there, that cleaning power, the light of God, just cleaning him up. And when he landed over there on the other shore, you said, Preacher, are you sure about that? Yeah, I know for sure. Because Jesus said, those that keep my commandments, those that do what I say, those that love me, those that follow me, they shall not see death. Amen. I don't believe he saw death. I believe he just made the cross. He took a life's breath here and drew the first one in glory. Sweet air. I talked to somebody the other day. Let me say this real quick and I'm done. Talked to somebody the other day and they was talking about all this respiratory stuff that we have in the world today. They said if our great-grandparents come back now to this world, that the air and stuff is so polluted that they wouldn't be able to breathe it. They wouldn't be able to stand it. We don't realize it because we've acclimated to it as we've aged. But I want to say when we get to heaven, we'll be drawing that perfect breath, perfect air. Because, listen to me, and I'm done. We'll be in the presence of the breath of life. Amen. Praise God.